All right, so I noticed something funny, Style. There's a podcast called
Yada Mean Podcast.
And it's a podcast by Lord Jamar. He's a frequent guest on DJ Vlad's channel. And also, he was speaking with Godfrey, who's another frequent guest on Vlad TV's YouTube channel. And when they were speaking, man, unfortunately, looked like it was uploaded this Tuesday. Godfrey was looking real funny in the light. Usually he's on point. Usually he's always kind of like the one that's kind of getting on Vlad's case and educating Vlad about, like, hey, look, you know, this is what white people have done. He's breaking down history. He's kind of like the smart black dude that comes on there and kind of talks about black issues. You know, Vlad asks Godfrey all of the black questions. And usually the dude's on point. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. Usually the guy's on point. So that's why I was like, I've given him a benefit of the doubt. And one of my friends online, she told me, man, like, this dude's a funny style. This dude's got a funny style. And I kind of knew he had a funny style, but I'm just like, nah, you know, even though he's not foundational or he's not ADOS, I kind of was just kind of like giving him benefit of the doubt. Just being like, hey, you know what? You know, this dude's pretty cool. He knows his black history, so I give this dude a pass. He's not funny style. That's what I would say. But in the interview with Lord Jamar, which you could go on Lord Jamar's channel, just type in Lord Jamar Godfrey and it should pop up. And Lord Jamar and Godfrey are talking about the Farrakhan situation, because these guys are the so-called pro-blacks. So-called pro-blacks, but they tend to give Vlad a pass with a lot of his janky behavior, with a lot of his shady, suspected white supremacist behavior. Like, he does stuff where he feels entitled to be inside the black conversation. And a lot of times, people be kind of looking at them like, dog, you supposedly a 5%er, you know, you're God body, you know who you are and all of this stuff. And Godfrey's the guy that's like an expert on black history, and he's a comedian, but he knows his history. But this dude... But these dudes, you know, they tend to have a soft spot or a sweet spot for Vlad. So they were talking about the Farrakhan situation. And Godfrey was downplaying it, like, heavily. He was like, ah, well, if you guys are going to cancel him, then cancel him then. Kind of like, oh, you can't cancel Vlad because Vlad is too big. So you guys couldn't have canceled Vlad if you wanted to. So that made a lot of people that was from the Fruit of Islam mad, was specifically... West Coast Cam. He goes by Cam with a K. K-A-M. And Cam was like, look, dude, you need to stop caping for your white homeboy. He put that up on his YouTube. He's like, man, you need to stop caping for your white homeboy. You need to stay out of this Minister Farrakhan situation, because y'all in cahoots with DJ Vlad. Y'all don't know what DJ Vlad got himself into, and he needs to be held responsible for what he said and what he did. And it was highly suspect. I'm not gonna lie. I'm looking at Godfrey a little suspect now. I am. You know, I'm looking at him a little bit funny in the light, because he was caping for Vlad. He was caping for Vlad pretty tough. Jamar wasn't really, he was like trying to be neutral. And he was trying to say something like, well, you know, me and Vlad, we kind of have a relationship that goes beyond just money and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nah, dude. Like, you gonna let this dude disrespect your leader? There's no way that it would be on the other way around when they could disrespect somebody that was Jewish, that Vlad held in high regard. Like, he just basically refuses to apologize. He refuses to apologize. And Royce the 5'9 jumped in. And Royce the 5'9 was saying that, look, dude, like, I know that you cool with my son. I know that you basically be giving my son money whenever he need money behind the scenes. And you think you held down by this nigga, but he's just one person. And my son's only one person, dude. That don't mean that you cool with all black people. And, you know, Royce the 5'9 and Vlad TV, they fell out. So Royce the 5'9 is, like, consistently calling Vlad out to say, like, hey, look, man, you know, you still on bad terms with the black community. You just can't disrespect this dude. You thinking that you a factor, but I can make a few phone calls that'll change your life. You know, and then he start bringing up Rick Ross. He's like, Rick Ross spoke to you in a language you understood. You stopped talking about Rick Ross after he put hands and feet on you. And that's why you notice, even no matter what, Vlad TV doesn't talk about Rick Ross whatsoever. Because Vlad TV used to do this thing where he would poke fun at Rick Ross. He's like, oh yeah, so what do you think about Rick Ross being a former corrections officer? He'll bring another rapper on and he'll have another rapper talking to him. And basically what he would do, he would sow division between black men by doing all of this instigating and kind of poking fun at other rappers and causing all of this infighting. So when Ross caught him lacking, his security and everybody just beat the dog crap out of DJ Vlad. He filed a lawsuit. I guess Rick Ross paid him. But Rick Ross was like, man, you're just not about to keep talking salty about me. I'm about to just keep letting you just, you know what I'm saying, talk crazy about me. And you just, it's going to be all good. You got to get hands put on it. But, very disappointed in Godfrey, man. You know, a lot of people are looking at Lord Jamar kind of funny, like, dog, what's up, man? You ain't going to check your mans? But, you know, they're looking real funny. Real, real funny. So, I mean, but that's just like most celebrities. You know, he feels beholden to DJ Vlad because of DJ Vlad, Godfrey got popping again, and he started getting shows booked for him. You know, he was doing all right, but once he started getting on DJ Vlad, and DJ Vlad, his videos start going viral where he could do his comedy impressions, and people were laughing, and people started to notice who he was. So he got back popping again because of Vlad. So I think he feels beholden to him, like, man, I can't say nothing about Vlad. But, dude, anytime somebody is talking bad about your people, man, you know, specifically your leaders, when you know if it was the other way around, it wouldn't go. You know what I'm saying? There's no way he's going to go for that. And look, you know, it's some things I don't like about Minister Farrakhan. It is. You know, I don't like the way that specifically, I don't like the way that Khalid Muhammad was done. This whole Malcolm X, and it's kind of like that Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad thing where, you know, Elijah Muhammad was worshipped by Malcolm, but it's kind of like a similar thing, you know. But I will say that the Minister Farrakhan wasn't caught doing something immoral. It was just the fact that he exiled Khalid Muhammad for some racially insensitive remarks about Jews when this was some of the rhetoric that was being he was being taught in the Nation of Islam. He was a little bit over the top with it, but because I guess they was catching heat for being anti-Semitic, he got exiled. He got suspended and basically kicked out of the Nation of Islam. But I don't like the way Khalid Muhammad was done. I feel like it was dirty the way he was done. You know, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He wasn't doing anything that fell off the doctrine of what he was being taught. And I feel like, you know, that wasn't cool, you know, but no man is perfect. But at the same time, I do recognize that he is a leader to a lot of black men who's trying to reform themselves, and they trying to clean themselves up, and they trying to get some knowledge of themselves and have a better understanding of who they are. So I commend him for that, but he's not a perfect person. He's not a perfect man. You know, a lot of times people try to praise him almost to a point where it's like, you know, oh, this dude, you know, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. It's nothing negative I'm trying to say, but I'm just saying that he has his flaws, you know. He has his flaws too, so. But I'm saying, as a black man, you know, it's so many black men that he brings on there. And because they're helping, you know, these comedians like D.L. Hughley, these comedians that... to have like, okay, you know, I got a book deal, and I'm trying to book some gigs. I'm trying to get a little bit of money. I'm trying to get a little bit of, you know, people like that. All they care about is the bottom line. It's like, hey, look, I could do some free advertising on Vlad, and that's what I'm gonna do. And these are the so-called wokey woke pro-blacks. But these dudes, man, they're all sellouts, you know? And until black people, like, until we start letting other black people know, like, hey, look, dog, hey, Boosie, come on, bro, you got to stop, you know, this is what he did. You know, you so outspoken about all these other things, about Terry Crews as a coon and this and this and that, you know. You saw I was spoken about all this other stuff, but you're not calling out the dude that's right, sitting right in front of you, you know, that's disrespecting one of your leaders. Because I can guarantee you, DJ Vlad's not about to let you go on his platform and let you disrespect a rabbi or somebody that they feel like is important in the white Jewish community. He's not going to let you come on his platform and do that. That'd be your last time sitting on this platform. He'll edit it out to where nobody could even really see the interview, or he won't even release the interview. So I don't know, but the truth is, black people give Vlad so much power. They really do. You know what I'm saying? And he knows that. And he feels, because he has a few people that are like, oh, you know, like my son who's out here protesting, and AKA for the people, all of this stuff. The dude's really all about, look, I'm trying to put this rap single out, or I'm trying to put something out, or I need a little bit of money, and DJ Vlad's gonna come through for me, so I got his back. You know, the whole, sometimes I feel like the whole pro-black shit, the whole pro-black community, it's a joke. You know, none of these dudes are really, really pro-black. In the end, they're trying to sell you something. They're trying to get some kind of income at the end of the day. They're trying to monetize some money off of you. They don't really give a fuck about you like that. That's just majority of the black community. You know what I mean? Or so-called pro-black community, you know. There are a few exceptions that will give you game, will break down, give you some good game, give you some good knowledge. But majority of them, they're trying to find a way they can make some money off of you, or they can advertise. So DJ Vlad is one of these guys that has a big, big, huge platform where you get to advertise some stuff on his thing. And that's what I got to say about that, but I'm out, man.